Hello, and welcome to Animal Chiropractic Clinic Chatter, a podcast where Dr. O, from All Creatures Every Spine, interviews doctors and animal owners that utilize animal chiropractic to get their unique perspectives. Yes, it's really a thing. Dr. O utilizes his 30 years of experience as both an animal chiropractor and veterinarian, and to dig deep into the discussion of complex issues affecting the lives of your animal friends and companions. Join us for this educational episode.
Standard Process is a third-generation family-owned company in rural Wisconsin. You could say we just make nutritional supplements, but we know we're changing lives. We grow ingredients on our own certified organic farm without pesticides or herbicides because we think they should be as close to nature as possible. Quality is our priority. That's why we do everything right here, from hand-picking the seeds to delivery, so you know exactly what goes into every bottle.
Thanks for joining us for this portion of the episode as Dr. O begins to answer the question, what is animal chiropractic? He will look at how the chiropractic adjustment is a valuable and viable treatment for what ails your animals.
What is animal chiropractic? Animal chiropractic is the removal of vertebral subluxations and nervous system interference from the body to allow the nervous system to function at optimal levels. What does that mean? It means that the nervous system controls everything in the body. It means that health, wellness, digestion, sleep, heart rate, respiration rate, it's all controlled by the nervous system. The nervous system isn't working properly, nothing works properly. You have to take drugs, you have a veterinary diagnosis, guess what? That drugs can't work properly either, if there's nervous system interferences. So that's why we have to have communication between the brain and the body. And that communication must be at 100%. It can't be one bar on your cell phone. You have to have all five. You know, it can't be, hey doc, you're cutting out. Hey big toe, you're cutting out. I'm only hearing about every third thing from you. You know, not gonna work at optimal level. One of the problems that we see with animal chiropractic is expectations. And we're that way as well. Animals come in, we adjust them, they get better. Animals come in, we adjust them, they get better. Usually it's immediate. Just had a dog the other day that had a history of trauma, occurred 4 to 5 years ago, leaking in the house for the whole time since then. So for 4.5 years, we've been leaking in the house. Came in, got its atlas adjusted immediately. The next 3.5-4 days, no leakage. Man, that's amazing. That's the kind of results we get to expect. Those are what we call the miracle response. No, they're not. They just are chiropractic. That's what chiropractic is. It did its job. Now, one of the things about that dog was, other than that atlas subluxation, everything else was running pretty good. They had it on a fairly decent diet. They got a lot of exercise, well-mannered. All those things were going in his favor. Now, we have a dog that has poor nutrition, long toenails, multiple injuries, not just one. You know, boom, we're not going to have those problems. That the problems aren't going to go away as quickly. Sorry. Maybe it takes a while to get upper layers of the onion. Horses. You know, we start working with 20-year-old horses. How long have those subluxations been there? Who knows? Maybe they've been there since birth. We see a lot of birth trauma. So, you know, what is the purpose of animal chiropractic? Our job as animal chiropractors is to remove vertebral subluxations, restore the communication between the brain and the rest of the body. Might it make it worse? You know what? Every once in a while, it might. Because let's say that I smashed my thumb. Or you had a horse that had a slight strain of a ligament in the bottom of its foot. But you have a lower cervical subluxation. And so the communication between the brain and the foot aren't very good, or the brain and the hand aren't very good. So the animal chiropractor restores function to the nervous system. All of a sudden, communication between the brain and that injured part increases, gets better. Went from 1 bar to 5. Well, that's going to be an increase in pain. So yeah, wow. All of a sudden, symptoms got worse, but the communication got better. Now, you're going to be like, let's take a look at that foot. Hey, let's take a look at that thumb. So sometimes we need to really, really look at what the job of animal chiropractic is versus what we expect animal chiropractic to do. Same way in humans. But if we know the limitations of matter and we know the limitations of chiropractic and our brain and the body to heal, if we remove the nervous system interference, my smashed thumb is gonna heal faster if it can communicate with the brain. That horse with that strain in the front leg is gonna heal faster if we have appropriate communication between the brain and that limb. Because the body heals above, down, inside out. That's the only way it happens. And the nervous system controls everything. Have a great day.
Make sure to visit our website, allcreatureseveryspine.com, where you can subscribe to the show and learn more about getting your animals adjusted. If you're in the Meridian, Texas area, drop in on a Tuesday afternoon to get your animals adjusted. If that isn't possible, schedule a consultation on your animal's health with Dr. O. You can also purchase a copy of Dr. O's book, Yes, It's Really a Thing.
Help your dog play again with Hero Braces. Hero Braces can create a custom stifle, carpal, or tarsal brace for your pet. That would be a knee, ankle, or wrist brace. Their braces are biomechanically designed by an orthotist or a prosthetist with over 15 years experience in canine bracing. Get a brace that is light, supportive, and effective. Help your dog play again. Check out Hero Braces at GoHero.com.
Join us as Dr. O interviews a certified chiropractor, veterinarian, or an animal owner. These enthusiastic people explain how they utilize animal chiropractic to alter the lives of the animals in their communities.
Hey, everybody, this is Dr. O. I'm your host here at All Creatures, All Creatures Every Spine. Yes, I'm your host there. But this is Animal Chiropractic Clinic Chatter. We're going to talk about animal chiropractic across the country. And today we're here with Dr. Kayla. Would you tell us a little bit about yourself and your practice?
Sure. So I'm Dr. Kayla Brown. I practice out of Hot Springs, South Dakota. And I'm a veterinarian that myself and my husband own a mixed animal veterinary practice. So we do a little bit of everything from the occasional small exotic or pocket pet type animals up to cattle, horses, bison. And so every day is different for us. And I don't know, I like it that way. It's an adventure. And adding animal chiropractic to our practice has just been a blessing in so many ways.
That's cool. I want to take one step back because we're going to talk a little bit about you and who Dr. Brown is, okay? Because we see a lot of chiropractors and veterinarians that add animal chiropractic because they hope their practice is going to get busier. They hope it's going to help make them a and it will, but they're intending to make it so they're an expert in their community, okay? Correct me if I'm wrong, but Dr. Brown was kind of an expert in a certain field before she took animal chiropractic. Am I correct?
Yeah, I mean, we do a lot of bison work. I recently spoke at the National Bison Association Conference. Was that 2 weeks ago or so? Spoke there for a couple hours. We traveled to several different states now, actually, to work bison. So we'll be going as far as Durango, Colorado, to the west this year, and we've been as far as Wisconsin to the east, and we've picked up clients in Wyoming as well and Nebraska, and there's a good chance that we may be traveling as far as California this year too.
So not exactly a slow practice.
Not in the least. And that's just, I mean, and bison's only a portion of what we do. So definitely not slow.
Right. But well known in the bison field. So, and kudos to you for that.
Thanks.
So you added animal chiropractic. First off, why?
So animal chiropractic interested me from the start because there's just that subset of patients that I felt like I should be able to do more for them. And it didn't matter from a Western medicine standpoint what I did or how I did it. They just weren't getting to the place that I wanted them to get. And in doing lots of reading and research and listening to lots of different people talk, I just felt like chiropractic would be a good way to go back, kind of reset in a way, and basically take some of those patients and maybe remove them from some of the medications they were on, give them a way for their body to heal itself and see what that did, because what I was doing clearly wasn't working.
Cool. And how are those patients doing now?
I have, honestly, the patients that I had in mind when I started this is such a small subset now of my chiropractic patients that, I mean, they're doing great. They're doing great. There's some that have passed since then. But we, I mean, even those, we extended the quality of life and the length of life that they got with their owners considerably because of animal chiropractic.
One other thing I know about you that makes you special, because we, and special in a good way, sorry.
Oh, we, good.
We have a lot, we talk to a lot of potential students here at ACES, and yep, I'm going to do animal chiropractic as soon as. I'm going to do animal chiropractic as soon as. And you decided you're going to do animal chiropractic now, in spite of building a new building, in spite of trying to grow your practices. You know, you had a lot of hurdles going on while you were taking the class. You want to talk about those?
Sure. So when I decided to sign up for the ACES course, I had a year and a half old son at home. My computer's trying to update. Don't do that. So I had a year and a half old son at home. My husband and I were in the process of planning and dealing with contractors and trying to get everything set up to build a new veterinary clinic, about a 7,000 square foot facility, which was a bit of a challenge. Our building that we had been operating in was actually a farmhouse in the 1920s, converted to a vet clinic in the 60s, and had just been added on to. And so our day-to-day struggle, just trying to operate in that kind of a facility, was enough of a headache. But then add in dealing with contractors and all the planning and dealing with bankers and everything else that goes into getting a new facility off the ground like that was a bit of a challenge. Plus, my husband and I were both seeing clients at least 5 days out of the week, taking care of our little ones, still trying to have some semblance of a life outside of work. But I felt like this is one of those things that I needed to do. For my patients, and I don't regret any minute of it.
Cool. I mean, because you found the time. So you just make the time, right?
You have to. You know, when my kiddo was napping on a day off, I could get a lecture done. You know, I guess it never really happened very often, but once in a blue moon, somebody no-shows, hey, guess what? I can get 30 minutes of a lecture done. And I think that was one of the really neat things about the ACES course is I could do things on my time, on my schedule, whether it was 2 o'clock in the morning because I wanted to hurry up and get stuff done so I could go to the next lab, or whether it was, you know, during nap time, or even if I had several hours to dedicate in one day, it was nice to just be able to do it on my schedule because I had so many other crazy things going on in my life at the same time.
Yeah. So cool. Well, all right. What's your biggest win with animal chiropractic? And it may be more than one.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's a hard question. One of the stories that definitely comes to mind right away, I completed the first set of lectures and went to the first lab down in Meridian. And I no more than got home probably 48 hours later, I think it was. And one of my really good clients brought in their dachshund, and he was down in the hind end and had enough nerve deficits that he was unable to urinate. He was in really, really bad shape. And traditionally, I would have said, you know, this dog probably either needs to go for surgery, or we probably need to really contemplate euthanasia because he's really bad off. But through the coursework, even after only module one, I guess I felt like I had enough of a groundwork and enough of a support system from you guys to ask the questions that I needed to be able to attempt, to try to save Stitch. And you know, it definitely took a little bit of courage on my part because I hadn't gotten to do too awful much adjusting yet at this point, but I'm really, really glad I did. Stitch now runs, he plays, he goes up and down the stairs, he can jump on and off furniture, much to his parents' dismay. You know, he still has a little bit of a sway to his back end, but his quality of life is amazing. And I see him at least every couple of weeks, if not more frequently, depending on what kind of chaos he has found to knock his body out of alignment. But I'd say he's definitely one of my big wins. And, you know, I don't know how convinced his owners were when we first started that process, that it was going to work. But I think we had enough of a history going into it that they trusted me enough to say, okay, let's do this. And I'd say that's a big win. I also have a stud horse named Conan who had a severe traumatic injury. Nobody really knows exactly what happened, but Conan could hardly walk when I met him. No feeling in his back legs to speak of. He had no clue where his legs were. We've now got him, I guess I've probably known him probably about a year and a half or so now, and I've been working on him consistently, and he can now walk, he can load in the trailer, he's not falling all over himself, and he's definitely a lot more comfortable. He doesn't lay down as much as he used to. So I think that's a big win too. His owner thought at least a year ago she was going to have to be putting him down, and he's happily enjoying retirement in a comfortable way now. So I think that one's a big win too.
Cool. So yeah. Let's just say you go to a traditional dystocia. Do you ever adjust those?
Occasionally. I'd like to do more of it, but those are a little bit more of a hard sell. Just from the standpoint of the clientele, they're kind of typically in ram and jam mode, like get this calf out. It's been so long. They in general don't have as much exposure to animal chiropractic, it seems like. And so there's definitely been instances where I would have liked to adjust, but things were just go, go, go. That being said, we had a cow of our own this last year that was having a little bit of trouble with birthing. And she normally is one to just lay down, have her calf and move on. But she was having some trouble and I did go ahead and adjust her and it took all of 30 seconds. But of course I didn't have an owner that I needed to explain why and what to. And that definitely helped her. I still ended up assisting, but the calf was huge. But she definitely made some progress just while I was getting supplies ready to help her after I adjusted her. And she had been several hours at it already.
Yeah. I found that sometimes I'll just like lean on the cow.
Yeah.
As I'm talking to the owner about, you know, what we're going to do. And then sometimes you slip, right?
Oops.
And then you know, it's not necessarily, it's just part of what I do. Because we don't tell people we're going to give an epidural, why we're going to do an epidural. We just get the calf out. Okay, boom, we're going to do, you know, we had to, you know, you just do what you do, right?
Right.
And so sometimes I just found that it was just part of the dystocia. They got their pelvis adjusted.
Yep. And I think that's one spot that I could definitely do more for sure.
Because it just helped. It helped me.
It made my life easier.
I got more sleep.
For sure.
And then every once in a while, a farmer would be like, what are you doing? And well, this is what we're doing. And well, could we do that? Like, you know, could you come out and do the whole herd when we're getting ready to calve and just go through and adjust and make sure all the pelvis is? And is that something we could do? And I was like, yeah, we could do that. And so then you get into some herd production medicine instead of just the individual, you know.
Right. And I think, you know, I think on a good year, it'd be a whole lot easier to sell that.
Yeah.
Other than the years where everything's tight and everybody's pinching right. pennies on everything that they're doing with the herd, you know.
Yeah. Although, you know, we do have some studies coming out of Kansas now where, like, she's got a pig farm that saved $1,500 in feed costs and that's over the cost of the adjustment.
Nice.
So she, adjusting, feeder pigs or slaughter pigs, basically not even production pigs, but just, improved rate of gain, feed efficiency, decreased days to market. And so the farm saved $1,500 for the year by getting pigs adjusted.
That's amazing. I completely believe it. I would love to see some cattle data so that we can throw that out there.
There's some of that coming out of, she's doing some stuff right now with some upper respiratory stuff. So she's definitely doing it. It's coming out of Dr. Arbuckle.
Okay.
Doing it. So keep an eye on her stuff.
Absolutely.
And ask her for it. And one of the ways she's doing it is through 4-H kids.
Okay. Would you like to get them involved? And
well, and then there, so they did, they presented their study all the way at Nationals. And it was a young group and it was all, I think they were just like freshmen this year. And they went all the way to the national 4-H or FFA, some whatever competition it was, all the way to the nationals. And they placed, but not very high, but it was their first year.
Okay.
And they've got four more years to go. So yeah. So it was really good for them. But they are collecting all the data. She's doing the adjusting. They're collecting all the data. They're putting it all together. She's helping them do that, you know, but they're doing the searches and all that. So anyway.
No, that's really neat.
Is there one thing that you wished all your clients knew about animal chiropractic?
There's more than one thing. I have to list at least a couple. I wish I could just like do a public service announcement that, you know, routine chiropractic care for your pets, just like with us, is going to A, improve the quality of life for your pet immensely, but B, you know, I think people need to know that a lot of these changes that they feel like they're seeing in their pet that are just age changes are things that honestly probably could be avoided completely if we had routine chiropractic care, because everything just seems to compound. And if we can keep them comfortable, if we can keep their nervous system working properly and letting the body heal itself, then hopefully, you know, we can keep the way they travel, you know, keep that correct. And if we can keep that correct, then we're going to avoid a lot of other aches and pains and additional injuries to them. You know, there's so many benefits that if we could just get everybody to see what the benefits are, then I feel like the quality of life for these animals would be way better. And honestly, owners would save a ton more money too in decreased vet costs and medications, things like that, if we can just avoid getting there in the first place. So I think that's really important. And then I also just want to scream from the rooftops. I didn't know how many pet peeves I had, I guess, until I became a certified animal chiropractor. But there's so many lay people that claim to be able to do animal chiropractic. And I want people to know that even if somebody's done it for 10 or 15 years, if they don't have the right training, they may be doing more harm than good. Find a certified animal chiropractor, somebody who's had the training, somebody who knows what they're doing and is going to make your animal's life better in every way. There's a reason that certification kind of sets animal chiropractors apart that go through that. And I feel like it's all the training and the time that we've put into it, and it does make a difference. And just because somebody's done it for 10 or 15 years doesn't mean that they're doing it right. And you may be doing more harm than good. And go through the trouble of finding the right one, the right person, with the training. And a lot of times you'll find out that we don't charge any more than the person who just has self-taught themselves and may not be doing you any favors.
Thank you. Be still, my heart.
That's one of the things we deal with every day around here. And it's so frustrating.
Yep, it is. Sometimes that first adjustment, you know, your dog needs a chiropractic adjustment. Your horse needs a chiropractic adjustment. Oh, he just had one. So it doesn't work. Okay. You know, all right. He still has this subluxation. He still has this subluxation, you know. Well, okay. All right. So we need to get rid of it. And here's why. And here's what that subluxation causes. And, you know, and my biggest one is, you know, well, all right. So what did your chiropractor tell you about your animal's atlas? His what? Mm-hmm. His, yep. His atlas, his first cervical vertebra. Oh yeah, he never works there. It's always in his pelvis. It's always down in his butt. And it's like, well, guess what?
I guarantee there's something in the atlas. Guarantee it.
Gee, there's a problem in the atlas. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's always the atlas.
Right.
So, well, thank you so much for your time today. We appreciate it. And, you know, remember out there, the body heals from above down, inside out. And if there's a problem with the nervous system, it's going to cause a problem with everything. And it doesn't matter if we're talking about a buffalo or a bison, a cow, a horse, a dog, a pig, a chicken, any animal with a spine will benefit from a chiropractic adjustment from a certified animal chiropractor. Have a great day. Keep your atlas adjusted.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me, Dr. O.
If you are or know a veterinarian or chiropractor, or a student of either of these professions, visit our website, Animal Chiropractic Education Source, to see how to become certified in animal chiropractic. Start improving the lives of the animals around you.
Helping others experience an abundant life with the gift, art, and blessing that is animal chiropractic is our sole mission at ACES. It's what we do. It's what we love. It truly is what keeps us motivated to help people just like you. I truly love the art of chiropractic. It drives me to providing the highest level of chiropractic possible. And as fellow chiropractic business owners, it's that love that drives us to become better. However, the reality is that sometimes running a successful business can be challenging. Sometimes there can be obstacles to overcome, right? Yeah, we all know the old saying, if it were easy, everyone would do it. Well, one thing that is really easy is marketing our clinic with a professional animal chiropractic website by the Chiro website pro, Tony Seymour. He's a professional web designer, and his team at the Chiro website pro take good care of us. They simply make marketing our practice 100% hassle-free. If you're looking for the number one hands-free way to market your practice, give the Chiro website pro a call at 423-779-4630 or simply visit www.chirowebsitepro.com and make sure you ask them about the special ACES discount and let them know Dr. O sent you. You'll be glad. You did.
Thanks for tuning in. Be sure to subscribe to the ACES channels so that you never miss an exciting episode.